Hello, family of grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter Edition. And today we're looking at Genesis chapter 20. And as usual, let's start with a word of prayer. Almighty, I've been King of Kings. I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for every small thing that you have done in our lives. May you forgive us where we have gone wrong, where we have offended you in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, in what you have done, what you have not yet done. We pray that may you forgive us, may you have mercy on us, and may you send in your Holy Son, Jesus Christ. Come and be with us. Come and guide us, fill us with your Spirit. Put all that sick and put all those who are suffering into your hands, that you, Almighty Lord, you may heal them. We pray all this, believe and trust you in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So today we're going to look at Genesis chapter 20, and as usual, let's start off. Abraham and Abimelech. Now Abraham moved on there into the region of the Negev and lived between Kadesh and Shur. For a while he stayed in Gerar, and there Abraham said to his wife, "She is my sister." Then Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent for Sarah and took her. But God came to Abimelech in a dream one night and said to him, "You are as good as dead, because the woman you have taken, she's a married woman." Now, Abimelech had not gone near her. So he said, "Lord, will you destroy an innocent nation? Did he not say to me, 'She's my sister'? And didn't she also say, 'He's my brother'? I have done this with a clear conscience and clean hands." Then God said to him in a dream, "Yes, I know you have. I know you did this with a clear conscience, and so I have kept you from sinning against me. That is why I did not let you touch her. Now return the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you and you will live. But if you do not return her, you will be sure that you and all who belong to you will die." Early the next morning, Abimelech summoned all his officials and said, and when he told them all had happened, they were very much afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham in and said, "What have you done to us? How have I wronged you that you have brought such great guilt upon me and my kingdom? You have done nothing to me that should have never been done." And Abimelech said, Abraham, "What was your reason for doing this?" Abraham replied, "I said to myself, there is surely no fear of God in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife. Besides, she really is my sister, the daughter of my father, though not of my mother. She became my wife. And when God heard me wander from my father's household, I said to her, 'This is how you can show your love to me. Everywhere we go, say of me, he is my brother.' Then Abimelech put sheep and cattle and male and female slaves and gave them to Abraham. And he returned Sarah, his wife, to him. And Abimelech said, 'My land is before you. Live wherever you like.' To Sarah he said, 'I'm giving your brother 1,000 shekels of silver. This is to cover all the offense against you before all who are with you. You are completely vindicated.' Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female slaves, so that they could have children again. For the Lord had kept all women in Abimelech's household from conceiving because of Abraham's wife Sarah." So that is basically today's wonder chapter. So what message do we try to get? Let's zoom into verse 3. But God came to Abimelech in a dream one night and said, "You are as good as dead because of the woman you have taken. She is a married woman." You are as good as dead. This just shows you how the Lord defends us jealously, knowing very well that this was Abraham's property, that Sarah was Abraham's woman. He jealously guarded Abraham's property, Abraham's thought, everything that was attached to Abraham. And this is how the Lord jealously guards you. All your enemies, be they having sleepless nights because of you. Because the Lord got you. And he's going to make you successful. He's going to make you succeed in front of all your enemies so that they have sleepless nights. He's going to keep on reminding them, you are as good as dead. Imagine being told that. I don't know why I'm laughing, but just imagine. That's how much the Lord loves you. He's willing to kill for you. But the question is, are we willing to reciprocate this love back? Are we willing to kill for the Lord? You see, so many times people make relationships so one-sided. I'm not talking about your boyfriends, your girlfriends. I'm talking about like our relationship with God. But you need to make it so one-sided. You know? The Lord is willing to kill for you. Are you willing to kill for the Lord? No, I'm not saying go and start killing people for the sake of the Lord. But there are habits that you can kill for the sake of the Lord. Amen? There are some things in your life that you can kill for the sake of the Lord. Let's continue. Verse 6. What does it say? Then the Lord said to him in a dream, yes, I know you did this with a clear conscience, and so I have kept you from sinning against me. That is why I did not let you touch her. What do you learn from this? What message do you try to internalize when you read through this verse? Two things: that the Lord is always talking to us, not necessarily through dreams only, but in so many ways. Are you willing to pay attention and listen to what he's saying? Or you're too busy? Too busy on your Snapchat streaks? How about your Bible streaks? Amen? Too busy on your Instagram likes? How about your Christian likes? Amen? Too busy on your Spotify playlists? How about your hymns? Now, I'm not saying those things are bad, but get time for the Lord. Get time to listen to the Lord, because surely he's always speaking. He's always trying to communicate. And this same verse also tells us that he's always keeping you from sin. Christ has that voice that is always keeping you away from sin. But are you willing to listen? He's telling you, no, don't do that. And our enemy, the devil, is doing the opposite. Just do it one time. Just once. See, your friends have done worse. ABC has done worse. You didn't see A last time. You didn't see doing. For you're just doing this and that. But the Lord is telling you not to sin. The Lord is trying to show you the right way. Are you willing to listen? Verse 7. Now return the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you will live. But if you do not return her, you may be sure that you and all who belong to you will die. The Lord is giving you authority. He will pray for you and you will live. Once again, the Lord is giving you authority. The Lord is giving you power. He will pray for you. He didn't say he will dance for you. He didn't say he will sing for you. He said he will pray for you. It's a small reminder for us to pray. And what happens when he prays for you? You will live. All those dreams and aspirations that you have will live when you pray for them. Simple as that. No rocket science. And my favorite verse from today is actually verse 14. What does verse 14 say? Then Abimelech bought sheep and cattle and male and female slaves and gave them to Abraham. And he said, and he returned Sarah, his wife, to him. The Lord will return everything you have lost. The Lord will return everything that you lost. He brought back Sarah back to Abraham. There's nothing that is too impossible for you. And some of you may be saying, I have an ex, I'm pregnant. Do not narrow yourself. So many things that you have lost will be brought back to you. And if you continue that briefly, and Abimelech said, my land is before you, live wherever you want. Why? Our Lord knows no boundary. Our Lord will ask you, where do you want to be? We will ask you, where do you want to be? That's if you're willing to listen, and you will live anywhere you want. Lastly, verse 17. Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female slaves, so that they could give children again. So you could see, Abimelech's wife and all his female slaves could not conceive at this point. So what does Abraham do? Abraham prays. And then Abraham prays. What happens? Things go back to normal. What do we learn? That the Lord today is giving us authority over everything through prayers. That sickness, that job you've always been wanting, that problem you have always been facing. Pray about it. Pray about it. Because the Lord is giving you authority over every disease, over every situation. Nothing is permanent. There's nothing that is too hard for the Lord. Pray. Pray. And in the same way, today Abraham is praying for Abimelech's wife and his female slave. Pray for others. You don't lose anything praying for others. Let that be a standard, to always pray for others. And others will also pray for you. That's just how funny life is. And that was our message for today. That was our message for today. Genesis chapter 20. Get some time. Sit somewhere, read, internalize. What do you get from today's message? What do you understand? The Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. We love to hear from you. Tell us what you understood. Try to us. Our email is dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or you can send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter at dailygracewithalan. Really love to hear from you. Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for this wonderful day which you've given us. I want to thank you for the message that we have shared. I want to thank you for the authority that you have given us to command against every situation, against everything that we go through. We pray that may you give us the ability to always sit down and listen to your voice and listen to your guidance and trust your word. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.